This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, as promised, Amy Scott on housing now. There is a new and not great milestone in housing in this economy. Moody's Analytics is out with a new report that shows for the first time the average renter household in this country is paying 30% of its income on rent. The term in housing policy circles for renters in that situation is cost burdened. Marketplace's Amy Scott looked into what that means in practice.
When Moody's started tracking housing affordability more than 20 years ago, the typical household spent about 23% of its income on rent. A decade ago, it was 26%. But at the end of last year, it hit 30%.
We are in a situation where this cost of shelter, a necessity to life, has continued to rise, and it is hurting households.
Thomas LaSalvia is director of economic research at Moody's Analytics. He says there are big geographic differences. The average in New York City is more than 68% of income. In Miami, about 42%. Alexander Herman is a researcher at Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies. He says when people have to spend so much on rent, they have less to save for a down payment to buy a house.
They're also spending less on food, less on school supplies, less on healthcare, clothes. Really, it means less left over for all other essentials.
Especially when so many of those essentials have gone up in price, too. Those who struggle with rent also may have to settle for less than ideal housing.
A crummier apartment, a house with less space, a neighborhood with worse schools that's further away from friends and family.
Herman says there's also been a big increase in severely cost-burdened households, those paying more than 50% of their incomes on rent. That's the case for Melissa, who lives in the Twin Cities and didn't want us to use her last name because of privacy concerns. She's paying $1,065 for a bare-bones studio apartment. She makes just over $23 an hour at a trucking company and had to take a second job delivering pizzas.
And I work somewhere between 50 to 20 hours on top of my full-time job.
Even then, she says she's cut back on pretty much everything.
I limit myself on streaming services. I don't go to movies. I shop at Aldi. Yeah, I don't go out much. I don't do things, a lot of things, a lot of the time.
That's hard on her. It's also money she's not spending in other parts of the economy. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.